And we begin with Sonoma County Fire District Chief Mark Hine is here. Good morning to you, Chief.
Good morning, Pat.
And I have to tell you that after we got off the air at 7 o'clock after talking with the National Weather Service about this weekend's conditions, I said some bad words off the air.
Well, maybe you and I were echoing each other.
Perhaps so. First of all, it is 1 year since the Kincaid Fire broke out, and that was really historic in so many ways, certainly in terms of the number of evacuations that were involved.
Well, it certainly was, and I think we all need to be paying close attention to the forecast for Sunday through Tuesday this week. In fact, the overnight forecast package issued by the Weather Service uses the phrase, this event looks to be on par with the 2017 Wine Country fires and last year's Kincaid fire.
Yeah, this is so absolutely scary.
I don't want folks to be scared. I do want them to be prepared.
Yeah.
We have folks back. We'll be watching this closely. We'll be up staff. We'll be ready to go. But people need to be prepared. And this wind event that's coming in, is probably going to be felt across the entire county, which is a little different than what we've experienced over the last few events. And it's probably going to be felt strongly down on the valley floor this time, too. So very dangerous fire weather setup, but we'll be prepared for it.
Yeah, gusts of up to 70 miles per hour in the hills and up to 50 miles per hour right down on the deck in the valleys. And the fear is, you know, after this week, we've had a couple of red flag warnings, Chief, and fortunately, the winds did not materialize. It seems like the last thing we need to do is let our guard down.
Yeah, I completely agree. The Weather Service does an amazing job of forecasting this, and while we may not have felt in the Santa Rosa Valley corridor much of the red flag type winds over these last couple of events, when we looked at our statewide maps in the moment, you can see the winds howling through the Napa Valley and up the other side of the ridgeline from Sonoma County. So, you know, we just experienced a fire that started in a whole other county that made its way into our county. So
right.
That is another threat to us that comes with these wind events.
And so under these conditions, Chief, where do you watch?
Well, that's a great question. So during these conditions, all the fire agencies in Sonoma County will be up staff. We'll bring all of our folks back in on duty. We'll have extra fire agent staffed across the county. They'll be formed into what we call task forces and strike teams. That's four or five engines together. And they'll be ready to pounce on anything that occurs. But our fire camera network is a huge advantage to us. Gives us the ability really to put eyes across the county from one central location. So that's going to be a big help. These firefighting resources will not be sitting in the fire stations. They'll be out patrolling neighborhoods and those communities that we're most concerned about up in the hills.
Yeah, and just remember the high-low sirens, too, from law enforcement that that would mean it's time to go when you hear those high-low sirens. And fortunately, our warning systems are in a lot better shape than they were in 2017.
They are in much better shape, and I always tell people to rely on multiple means of communication. So and make sure you're signed up to receive NICSO alerts and to receive the SoCo emergency alerts. You can go to SoCoEmergency.org and register for all those things at one stop. People need to be watching the weather forecasts on their own as well and just paying attention to what's going on in the community and around them. And unfortunately, I know this is sort of a stressful push-button issue for many of us, but you need to have that go bag ready so that if we do have to evacuate you, which we don't want to have to do, you're prepared to go at a moment's notice. Don't wait.
Yeah, and it's important, too, because a lot of people just used up their go bags in the last month or two. And so it's important to refurbish everything you need to have in there and maybe put some warmer clothes in as well.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, such an unfortunate part of our experiences is that we've had to experience multiple evacuations over the last few years. But maybe it's also an education piece for us, too, that helps us better prepare for whatever that next event may or may not be.
And so what's your concern level about the incoming system this weekend?
So I am very concerned about this, Pat. This has a very similar setup to what I experienced during the Kincaid fire in particular. And we saw how fast that fire moved out of the geysers remote area into populated areas. So, you know, anytime you have winds that are above that 25-mile-an-hour range, it becomes quite challenging. And just to put in perspective, a 30-mile-an-hour wind is enough to knock you off your feet. Cool. So, you know, we're looking at winds well above that, sometimes maybe even twice that speed up in the hills.
Yeah, and that is a dangerous circumstance. We all remember who lived here in 2017, what it was like to even try to open your car door at that with winds up to that speed. And Chief, speak to the folks who may be thinking, well, we live in the fire area of the Wallbridge fire, the Myers fire. We live around the areas of the Glass fire. So maybe we don't have as much to worry about because those areas have already burned.
You know, there's some truth to that, Pat, but a lot of the interior pockets of the Wallbridge fire and in the Glass fire have not burned. There's pockets of vegetation in there that did not burn for one reason or the other. So it has the ability to ignite some of those pockets. You know, those tree stumps that may still be smoldering can come to life a little bit more. In general, I think the threat's lower than if you're not living near, you know, an area that's already burned, unfortunately. But I think it's still the most critical message for everybody over this weekend and coming into the first part of next week is you got to keep your head on a swivel. Keep look at what's going on around you. Keep in contact with your neighbors, especially those neighbors you know have special needs. And just look out for each other.
Absolutely true. And firefighters will have to be looking out for each other, obviously, for a number of reasons, including the fact that in and around those fire areas, so many of the trees that maybe they weren't burned, maybe they were partially burned, in those kinds of winds, that's a situation where that kind of stuff can come down and come down quickly.
You're absolutely right, Pat. So those trees that have been damaged out on those fire perimeters are extremely stressed and can easily come down. But, you know, once we have winds in that 30, even up to that 50-mile-an-hour range, you're going to have just real healthy trees come down, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really strong winds for us. And we, you know, down in the Valley Floor, we haven't experienced over 30 miles an hour, probably since the Kincaid Fire. It is going to stress the infrastructure again, the power lines, the trees, those overhead kind of things. Not the weekend to go put up your portable tent after the
Yeah, that's for sure. In fact, the National Weather Service this morning, Chief Hine, was telling us, you know, if you've got patio furniture out, if you've got stuff like that, you know, lock it up, get it indoors if you can, because, you know, especially with the winds right in the valley areas, that those things could be of concern as well.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think, you know, the overall message is folks just need to be prepared. We're ahead of this event from the standpoint of that we know it's coming, so it gives us a few days to take care of our personal preparations around our own homes and our businesses and start talking to our neighbors about what we can do together as a community and making sure that, if we have anybody in our neighborhood that has special needs, let's put a plan together to help them out during this time.
Very good idea to not just check on them, but make sure that if they need to get out, that you are able to help them do just that. Well, Chief Hine, damn it.
Well, that's probably the best summary of this fire season I've heard yet. You know, I will say as we wind up, you know, I deeply appreciate the relationship we have in keeping the community informed. This is one of the most important things that we can do together is keep everybody informed of the threats out there. And again, I don't want people to panic, and I don't want you to lie awake at night stressed about this. We'll do that for you. Mm-hmm. But you do need to be prepared. You need to be prepared.
Absolutely. And we are increasingly happy that we have your cell phone, Chief Hine. And hopefully we won't need to call you on it over the weekend. But if the need arises, I know you'll be ready for us.
I'd be happy to help.
Very good. That is Sonoma County Fire District Chief Mark Hine talking about this incoming system. And it is a high wind watch at this point, along with a fire weather watch. We expect that to shift over the next 24 hours or so, and that fire weather watch to turn into a red flag warning. And it has been a while since we talked about the kinds of winds that are anticipated. And we're talking about northeast winds 25 to 35 miles per hour in the hills with gusts 60 to 70 miles per hour, and in the valleys northeast winds 20 to 35 miles per hour, gusts up to 50 miles per hour. So that's what we've got in store for us come Sunday afternoon.